Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A teacher in Tampa, Florida, bans a Christian cross and forces the LGBT agenda on the students in ninth grade math class. You won't believe some of the facts of this particular case. We're involved and we represent one of the students that attends this class. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, her name is Laura Jane Rita. She's a math teacher at the Riverview High School in the Tampa, Florida area. She is a radical activist for the GLSEN organization, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, which pushes the LGBT agenda into the public schools. They recruit teachers. They train them how to indoctrinate the students. They actually have recommended reading that promotes young children experimenting with sexual activity to find out who they are, their sexual preferences, etc. Well, this person, Laura Jane Redis, ninth grade math teacher, she's part of the Leadership Institute of GLSEN. And so what she has done is turn her math class into an LGBT propaganda bullying class, Matt. She has, as part of this, we'll go into some of the facts, told a student, sent her to in-school suspension. In-school suspension for what? Wearing a cross that has Jesus hanging on the cross, and the cross is no bigger than an inch. And she says that it is a gang symbol, a gang symbol. It's not just a cross. It's a cross with Jesus on the cross. Mm-hmm. It's a little necklace, and it's no bigger than an inch. That's a gang symbol? Give me a break.
Yeah, it's hard to even to even identify how outrageous this is. And let's be clear here. GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, is a child corruption organization. And this woman is no teacher. She is one of their agents. She is a child corruption agent for GLSEN, promoting a risky and unhealthy lifestyle. And we shouldn't be surprised at her bristling at having Christian symbols in the classroom, because Christianity and the teachings of Christ and God's design for human sexuality is anathema to her sexual rebellion that she is engaged in, that she is promoting in her classroom. She's using a forum for learning as a forum for child corruption. And boy, this story is taking off like gangbusters in Tampa and around the country. You were just on with Laura Ingraham on her radio program talking about it. I know the media is jumping all over this.
Of which it should. I mean, they should be up in arms. If I was a parent, you know, I they should be calling the school and questioning. And I mean, this teacher is very obvious too. I mean, she's got these buttons. I love my LGBT students.
This is in class.
Yes, this is in class. She has her bulletin board with allies.
GLSEN. Doesn't she put the rainbow? She puts the rainbow symbol on the students' notebooks
on their
without their
notebooks
consent
at the beginning.
Even if they disapprove of the sinful lifestyle associated with this, these rainbow stickers.
She puts it on their book.
Right. And if the student takes it off, then she punishes them. And a particular student that we've been representing took off the rainbow sticker. She's like, I'm not a part of this. Of course, she wore the cross. And she's not only sent her to in-school suspension, but she'll make her stand out in the hall in the cold and say, are you cold yet? And so she's just punishing her for not agreeing with her propaganda.
Yeah. Well, she needs to be removed.
She needs to be removed. And, you know, her lesbian lover is a chemistry teacher in the same school. So crosses are okay, but only if you denigrate them, because her lesbian lover during Spirit Day came dressed as a Catholic nun.
You can see the picture on our website,
and
by the way.
You can go to lc.org. I mean, these pictures are they're very creepy. You can go to lc.org.
Mocking Catholicism.
Catholicism, mocking Christianity. So you can go to lc.org and click on the press release, and then there's different hot links. Click on those, and you can see what is actually in her classroom. You can see the button.
Right.
I love my LGBT students. You can see the chemistry teacher dressed up as a Catholic nun with a big cross hanging around her neck. But you know what?
It's got skulls on it, by the way.
It
was creepy.
So it's not putting Christianity or Catholicism or the cross in a nice light. It is mocking it. So it's okay to bring a cross. That's not a gang symbol if you mock it. But if you have Jesus hanging on a cross, a one-inch cross, that's a gang symbol, and you'll be punished. The reason they're being punished is because the teacher wants them to fall in line. The teacher has on the wall in the classroom, like papier-mâché cut out of the word ally, and she's wanting people to be allies, supporters of the LGBT agenda. And she's apparently asked them to sign their names on it, and that's a picture that we have there too. So all the people who sign their names are on those letters, and of course those that are not going to fall in line are not there. They get punished. Another button says proud public employee. Another one says safe schools for all, and it's a GLSEN button. The one that you talked about, Matt, it's an upside down triangle. It's the rainbow colors, and it talks about safe places for LGBT students. Well, it's not safe
for Christian students.
Yeah, right, exactly. Talk about discrimination.
And so she's a bully. She's
exactly,
a bully.
Yeah. Exactly. And she promoted this day of silence that GLSEN has. And the students that will go along with the propaganda are able to be quiet in class, whereas the others who do not agree with it have to be prepared to answer questions in class.
That's right.
So she singles them out. So,
absolutely.
So in the name of preventing bullying, we have these adults that are bullying children. It's absolutely, yes. And we shouldn't be surprised. You'll recall, Matt, under Barack Obama, the Safe Schools Czar of GLSEN, his Safe Schools Czar was one of the original founders of GLSEN, Kevin Jennings. And you'll remember that GLSEN got in trouble if they had held some workshops promoting just things we can't even say on the air, horrific sexual activity that is just so disgusting. We can't even talk about it. And he also, as a high school guidance counselor, told a 15-year-old boy who had been effectively under the law sexually assaulted in a bus station by a homosexual man. He told him, well, I hope you used a condom, making no big deal, and giving him a wink, wink, nod, nod affirmation. This is the founder of GLSEN. Their list of books that they recommend for reading. I mean, it is a child corruption agency. This teacher, Matt, she needs to go. If I were a parent there, you know, I'd be vocal. I imagine many of the parents are not all too happy with this, are they?
Well, get this too, though. She's been tweeting, apparently during the school day, things such as favorite queer web series for kids, or here's how to talk to kids about what it means to be an LGBT ally.
Yeah, I mean,
is that a teacher?
You can't get more. It's like GLSEN has a staff member that they've dropped down in the middle of a math class and forget about the math. Let's just force these all students under the guise of teaching math to fall in line and promote the LGBT agenda. I mean, these are ninth grade students, ninth grade. They should not have to go to a math class of all places and have the LGBT agenda. So when you walk into this classroom, you've got the triangle with the rainbow about LGBT. You got ally on the wall. You sign your name on that to be an ally. You got these buttons. I love my LGBT students. Imagine
stickers.
A teacher saying, I love my pro-life students.
Yeah.
I love my Republican students.
I'm so glad you wore that cross.
I love
today.
My Christian students.
Yeah.
You know, what does that make people feel like? She's saying, I love my LGBT students. Well, what about the other students? She obviously doesn't love them.
But my Christian students can't wear a cross. She punishes them. Which also, so this isn't just outrageous. It isn't just morally reprehensible. And her child corruption activities are not just morally reprehensible. What she's doing is illegal. It's unconstitutional for her to ban. And she is getting the school district in hot water here by engaging in this anti-Christian bigotry.
Yeah, she is. Well, we've sent a demand letter to the school. The superintendent has responded saying they take the issues seriously. However, he said that the principal said he hadn't heard any previous complaints. Lie from the principal,
right?
Because we have our student who a couple months ago was sent to his office by the teacher for in-school suspension. And she specifically spoke to the teacher about the principal that her teacher had sent her there because she had the cross. So, you know, we're not going to allow these people to just kind of run for cover. We're going to send a demand letter, which you already did. We'll wait and see what the school does. And then if they don't redo this situation in the right way, we'll go to the next step from a legal standpoint. This is just outrageous, and it cannot be tolerated. This is the bullying that is part of this radical LGBT agenda. parents and people in the community need to be aware of it, and we need to push back against it. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council and support us in your financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.